Pretend with us. It's time for the climax of this quest. The rookie adventurer, you, faces the toughest encounter of your career. Four ravenous female adventurers who can be persuaded to resolve their rivalries and come together in a spirit of cooperation for the purposes of fucking you, silly. Can you imagine all four of us? Will you come out of it alive? There's only one way to find out.
Wait, I can explain.
All right.
Go on, then.
Explain.
Actually, I can't. It's exactly what it looks like. I was just having a bit of fun with the rookie, but there's no reason to get jealous.
Well, I'll have you do this arrangement.
All right. Before anyone does something they're going to regret, let's just calm down and talk about this like reasonable, sensible adult women.
You were the one that said that I should just talk to him and tell him about my feelings, Cleric, and now you're just riding him like some harlot.
Oh, that's really sanctimonious coming from you. I know you were fucking him as well.
How did you know that?
Because I saw you through the hole in the wall.
How dare you? How utterly outrageous. But I should have expected nothing less from one as salaciously vile and lewd as you.
Oh, why don't you just say it, huh? If you've got the guts, dirty tiefling. I know you're thinking it.
I was going to say no such thing. Don't judge others by your own standards.
How typical. Humans and their petty jealousies and bickering. Good thing that elves like myself are so much more enlightened.
Oh, and you can shut up as well, Miss Wizard. You think I don't recognize a just-got-fucked look when I see one?
What an outrageous thing to say. As if I, an elf of the noble calling, would ever debase myself to copulate with a human. To take that appalling cock into my pure body. Just be taken, impaled on that brutish cock. Forced to come so hard I nearly pass out. Turned into a helpless sexual plaything until the human male has fully sated his primitive lusts on me. It'd be such a shameful thing to do, defiling myself like that.
Yeah, you definitely fucked him.
She fucked him.
It is none of your business what I may or may not have done with this human.
You're both such hypocrites, you know that? Wizard, you act like you're looking down on everyone who isn't in the cool elf club when you're just as horny as the rest of us.
Elves are not horny. We are proud and dignified people.
And the choir girl over here looking down her nose at the rest of us all the time. Then first chance she gets, her panties at the floor.
Hey, don't make it sound so shallow. Just because I don't sleep with random people and wanted to be with someone I know and trust.
Random people? So what? We're the sluts here. But Paladin here wanted it to be something oh so deep and meaningful. Because, heaven forbid, a holy warrior could just get randy. Oh, no, that's for the little people, the ones who can't help not being all perfect.
Okay, everybody just cool down and—
Anyway, you were just a quick fling. A one-off.
How dare you!
And you were probably just a novelty.
Watch your tongue. Do you really want to find out how many spells I've still got ready to go?
Besides, I'm the one he's got a special arrangement with going forward. Isn't that right, darling? The rest of you will just have to get in line. You can all ask really nicely if you want to share.
I don't like to be uncouth, but you're really quite full of yourself. I dare say there's a special bond between him and myself after our encounter, one that goes far deeper than your shallow possessiveness.
Oh, neither of you would be saying that if you had seen me with him. He positively devoured me. It seems a mere taste of elf is quite intoxicating, and I'm quite sure that even if I tried to beat him off with my staff, he finds me wholly irresistible now.
Well? Well, come on. Tell them.
He doesn't need to say anything. You all know I'm right.
He wants to let you down gently, more like. However, innocently, it seems I have quite stolen his heart and other organs.
You're wasting your time, you know. All of you. He's not going to choose any of you. He's not going to choose me either. Even if I asked him to, and it's not fair to ask, frankly. The reason I set all of you up with him in the first place was because it was getting far too tense. Yes, we could defeat monsters, no problem. Yes, we spanked that green dragon and the horde of skeletons, but if we can't work together without tensions boiling away in the background, we're going to snap sooner or later.
And you thought this would help?
Well, didn't it? You all got what you needed, and you were all so much easier to be around when you came back down.
This is beyond belief!
Really? Just think about it, Wizard. You came back down, and you went a whole half hour without complaining about human food and how much better the wine would be if it was 200-year elven elderflower.
I don't complain about everything that much. Do I?
Let's be honest. You do.
Mina didn't want to be the first one to say anything, but...
And you, Paladin. You looked more relaxed than any time I've ever seen you. You're always so responsible for everyone all the time. It must have felt good to get some of the load off your chest.
All right. Maybe a little.
You were actually bearable afterwards. I'll give you that.
And you, Rogue. You know, we really can tell when you're getting tense from your fiendish side.
What? Really?
Yep. And it must have felt like such a relief.
Maybe.
So, we all agree we work so much better together when we're all getting laid.
I wouldn't put it that crudely, but maybe.
Now, we've said some harsh words, so I have a proposal to bond together as a team once more. We all agree that we want the rookie's body, right?
What? Are you planning?
If we find a treasure hoard, we split it evenly. And any especially nice magic items, we split them using a fair system, don't we? So, why can't we share him? Starting now.
What?
Skinship is the best way to bond. No pretenses, each of us seeing our teammates at their most relaxed and uninhibited.
This feels sinful, but I suppose to your god, it's entirely holy. If I look at it like that, it's much more interesting, I suppose.
I had no idea human mating rituals could be so depraved. I imagine I'd have no chance of stopping this carnal display, or of resting with it going on next door. Fine. You've twisted my arm and forced me to go along with you. Are you happy now?
Oh, jeez. Am I the only honest one here? Okay, let's all fuck him. I've gotta admit, like, you're not a bad-looking bunch of girls, and I've always been a bit curious.
Oh, there's no need to panic. You've been such a good boy tonight. You can handle all four of us at once, right? Right? Because I want a second piece of the pie. Now then, girls. Out of the five people in this room, three of us are wearing far too many clothes.
Oh my word.
What?
What? She says, look at these breasts. Paladin, they're amazing. I had no idea you were packing a pair like this under your breastplate.
Flaunt them, if that's what you mean. I know some female adventurers dress lewdly in skin-tight clothes or suggestively molded armor, but I choose my attire for practicality.
I'll tell you what, I'm jealous.
Why are you hesitating, Wizard?
It is improper. The way you look at me. I have never had another female stare at me so, even when I bathed with other elf maidens in the holy springs. It is embarrassing.
You've nothing to be ashamed of. Here, let me loosen your cloak and your robe.
Oh, most improper, but tolerable.
Hey, mister, are you just going to stare?
Well, he has quite a lot to stare at. Just look at these four visions of beauty before you.
I hope you know that you need to pull your weight, too, more than any one of us.
Will you kiss me before they give me something even more lewd to do, I mean?
Well, if you are getting that, I'm taking...
Hey, what did I tell you about always grabbing the best treasure first?
Hey, Paladin, first come, first served. This cock is mine.
Oh my word, look at her go.
Oh, what a shameless sight. But compelling. Such abandon. Such dedication.
But make sure you don't come in her mouth, you hear me? Now, wizard, isn't there a much better place he could be kissing you?
Huh?
Up you get, girl. Sit on his face.
So lewd. He can look up my body, see the naughty face I make as he begins to lick my... Oh.
Oh. There's no need to feel left out, Paladin. For all their beauty, we have certain buxom charms that these two cannot quite match. Shall we take one arm each?
Like this?
Like that. Guide them to our breasts. Slip his arms into our cleavage. Hold it there so that he does not lose his hold. And...
Oh, you were right. Needs little prompting to start groping.
Yes. Enjoy our holy bounty laid out for you.
Watching you all is so erotic. I may lose my composure.
What the wizard means is she's gonna come.
Elves keep their composure in all situations. They do not embarrass themselves in front of other. Of other. Oh,
Let's help our friend along, shall we?
I've never touched another woman, so.
Learn with me, then. Yes, let me guide you to her breasts. Yes. But there are less obvious points of pleasure.
Oh, my ears. What are you... Oh.
Elves have points of pleasure humans can never guess at. And at the temple, we learned the weak points of all the common folk of the world.
Oh, you're attacking me from every angle all at once. I have humans all over me with their powerful hands. Even my ears are being corrupted. It's too much.
Come on, darling. Let go of that elfin dignity. Just for one night.
That's too much. It's too much. I will surely die, but oh, do not stop. Oh, especially down there. I never knew a human could caress a woman so well with his tongue.
Oh, dear rookie, I hope you weren't holding your breath for too long down there. But that's a very good start to the night. And as for you...
Hey, not my tail. Oh, jeez. Everyone's going to know about it now.
Sorry, my dear, but I needed to. You were about to steal his cum, weren't you?
No.
I can only revive him so many times in one night, you know. Now then, sir, why don't you pay some attention to our poor, neglected paladin?
Me? Don't you want to be next?
It's been a whole evening since you enjoyed him. It's only fair that you get another chance.
And I got him all prepped for you. No need to thank me. But, it drives me crazy how you're always so noble and self-sacrificing. It wouldn't kill you to just be a little selfish once in a while. Let yourself have some fun.
But
come on already. Take that cock before I change my mind.
All right. If it's okay with you. Is it? It is. Okay. Would you take me from behind? I don't want to, you know, put any strain on you.
Oh, such a thrill to see this position from the outside. Mounted by a male, your breasts swaying below you.
Oh, God, yes, like that. Oh, you're so forceful. Would you kiss me? Yes, yes. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, you really can't get enough of my breasts, can you?
Who can blame him? They're amazing.
Shall we enhance the experience a little? Rogue, reach around and play with his balls if you would.
Ooh, good idea.
And I... What am I doing, sir? I am simply introducing you to a new pleasure point. Between your buttocks and within... Oh!
Oh, he sped up. What did you do to him, Cleric?
Concern yourself only with your own pleasure, my dear. Do you like that? Being pressed between our bodies?
So I was so worried that if anyone else knew what I desire, I'd lose their respect.
You may be the leader normally, but we're all equal in the bedroom. Does that feel good, Rookie? When I push my finger in a little deeper and twist it like... Oh, yes. Don't hold back. Come in.
Amina,
give in to the pleasure.
I'm gonna...
Do it then.
Don't stop. Please, don't stop. Please, kiss me. Kiss me when you come, please. Oh, you're coming too. Yes, do it.
It's really leaking out. What did you do to him, Claire?
Oh, that was so good. I had gone all week.
You had better have something left, you inconsiderate human male, to remain unsatisfied.
This is my last potion of reinvigoration, so make good use of it. Sit up. And drink.
Oh my, it's already rampant again, and such a shade of red.
All right then, I think it's my turn. Finally.
Paladin? Wizard?
Yes?
Get her. Now then, my dear, we need to address that attitude of yours. And I think you'll take this in better if you lay back and relax.
Hey, quit it! You think I need teaching anything by any of you? You think I'm going to be turned on by you pinning my arms? Okay, maybe a little. But still.
Now then, sir, give her a nice, slow, teasing fucking. Remember to use your hands upon her bud.
What, are you taking orders from her now?
Sorry about this, Rogue. But if shouting and issuing orders won't work, maybe some more positive reinforcement is in order.
Oh, nice try. I don't... take orders from anyone. You... you might have the rest of the party under your thumb, but...
it's not about taking orders. It's about you holding yourself apart from the rest of us. Because you fear what we might think.
But what we think is... thank goodness she was able to replace that evil wizard's rod with a carrot before he opened the portal.
Thank goodness she got that lock open before the trap chamber filled with acid.
Those horns are really cute. But they are.
Hey, don't say such stupid things when I'm getting fucked.
We love you and we value you. And we know full well it's mutual, no matter how much you pretend otherwise. Isn't that right, Rookie? See?
Oh, jeez. You idiots.
Tongue-tied, Rogue? It's all right. You can put those dexterous hands to good use. One for me, one for our wizard. And your lovely tongue can show the leader all the respect and affection that you're too embarrassed to say out loud.
What do you want me to do?
Hey, it's okay, it's okay. I'll say it.
Paladin, would you sit on my face, please? I always kind of fantasize you'd shut me up like that.
You honor me.
Oh, such dexterity.
I knew you were good. Yes, fuck her faster, Rookie. Look at how hard our delightful tiefling is working to please all four of her comrades. Oh,
I never dreamed of thrice in one night.
I knew it could feel this good to have another woman kiss me there.
You're such a good girl. And you are such a good boy, Rookie.
Yes. I'm getting there. I'm nearly there.
She's so good. I didn't know. This quickly.
Just like that. I expect nothing less.
That felt so good. I didn't know I could.
You truly are a woman of hidden talents.
Now fuck her, Rookie. Until she comes.
What are you...
We're all worshipping that beautiful body of yours. Kissing. The gorgeous red skin.
Caressing these horns.
And playing with your tail. Ooh. Do you like that?
Oh, Jeez, this is so embarrassing. But I'm so glad I came back up. Oh yeah, Ricky. Oh, just like that. Just like that. Yes, 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 yes. Harder and harder. Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, come.
Now then, I think we should pay our tributes to the hero of the night. Spread his legs, if you would.
Of course.
This cock has brought all of us so much joy. I think we should pay it homage.
And not just tonight.
I hope you know what's in store for you.
Look what you've let yourself in for. It's no easy thing to keep four women satisfied. The future happiness of this group is in your hands.
But it'll be so nice for all of us if you're up to it.
We'll have to arrange a rota. The what? We have to be civilized and ordered about this, I'm just saying.
Discuss it later, perhaps.
Right. Later.
Who's first? We can't all blow him at once.
Oh, it's possible. First, tuck a pillow under his hips. Miss Wizard, you're the most petite of us all, so you can lie below and have his balls.
The balls? Those unsightly spheres laden with human musk?
Yes.
Let me at them.
Now, if you two each take one side of the shaft...
How extraordinarily lewd.
Bit late to complain.
What makes you think I was complaining?
Oh, you had me going there.
And I shall take the head. After a night like this, I'm quite thirsty for cum.
And nobody can deny. You've earned it. Are you okay? It's not too much, is it?
Oh, he's enjoying it all right. This will be a big one, I can feel it.
The smell of his cum. I feel quite intoxicated.
Less talking, more sucking. He really twitches and moans when you work over the underside.
I'm so proud of us all working together as a team.
I think he's nearly there. See how well we work together?
I'll be smelling of human for days after this. I won't be able to stop thinking of this debauchery for ages. Everyone will know the slut I am.
The cleric's going to be so smug about this for ages. But it was worth it. Getting so close to the girls. And to you.
Oh, my. She's really going to suck him dry.
I need more practice if I want to compete with that.
He's still going. Please stop sucking. You'll kill him.
That was delicious. Well, girls, all in all, I'd call tonight a great success.
You're all amazing.
Maybe humans can do some things better than elves.
Hey, wait. Are you still awake? Aw, I was just feeling ready for another round.